Hello again. Welcome to Look and See for another day. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog, that place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. And today I was at one of the local wineries at lunchtime. Today is Friday, November the 12th. A pretty sunny day, not much in the way of clouds at all, blue sky and springtime warmth. It's reached 20 Celsius today, 68 Fahrenheit. And no storms tonight, just for a change. Well, today I was speaking at a luncheon at this winery, of which there are a handful around town. It's a fairly new industry in the area, being 1,000 metres above sea level, 3,400 feet roughly, with cold winters. It apparently is a reasonable region for boutique wineries with cool climate wines. And the winery that I was visiting was called Palmerston. It's a property well known in this area, now being used for growing grapes. But the remains, well, not the remains, the original house, the homestead, is still present. And the working farm is still around the winery. So my first photograph today will solve that curiosity that you've had with you all your lives. You've always wondered what a bull shed looks like, haven't you? Well, the first photograph is a bull shed. What else can I say? A shed in which bulls received some shelter? It's not an especially wonderful photograph. It's exposed for other than inside or underneath the roof of the bull shed. But it gives a little bit of a clue as to how it was used. Some individual pens just to keep the bulls stationary, such they couldn't run rampage whilst they were being attended to. The second photograph, a horse mounting block, one of those small brick steps from which a lady would mount the horse side saddle, perhaps not used very much these days. The lush greenness can be seen from these photographs, the post-rain flush of spring growth. The next photograph, the long driveway to the homestead proper. Tree-lined, well manicured, over which now people drive to visit the cellar door. And the next photograph is a view off the driveway to one of the volcanic plugs that are reasonably common in that area, marking the line of some seismic activity, some volcanic activity, certainly more than just a few years ago. That plug is well worn, as really the entire tablelands are. Many tens, if not hundreds of millions of years worth of erosion to form the tablelands. And the final picture for today, just a rural view, a shed, an old shed in a paddock with some gum trees behind it flowing up the hill, and what's probably some stone fruit trees to the left of the picture. It was obviously very popular in days of old to have your own fruit trees. I don't think people spend as much time growing them. It seems they've had a bad run in the last 10 or 20 years with late frosts and hail-damaged fruit. So a lot of people have just stopped bothering. Well, there we have my selection of photographs for the day. Nothing at all special, really. Just recording the views that I had outside the Palmerston winery today. High contrast, the sun is getting higher in the sky, and it's not a time of day I would normally take some photographs. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. And if you've got a minute or two, please stop by another day to see what I've managed to photograph. Until then, thanks for visiting and bye for now.